Changing Playbooks, an actual play show about making and embracing the change in the stories we tell and the impact that has on us, the players. My name is Claire. I'll be facilitating the game as usual today, and you can find me on YouTube and Twitch at Claire Skies Ahead, as well as on the show I co-host at Soul Cravings. Our players today are Rally Darling.
Hi, I'm Rally Darling, Rally on the Moon. Full name Ovi Rally Darling, and yeah, I play Anya.
Doxing yourself.
I'm around. I'm around somewhere. I don't fucking know.
You're around somewhere. Yeah. Camellia Sinestris?
Hello, I'm Camellia Sinestris, a.k.a. Cam. I play Tiffany, and you can find me at Twitch, at Camellia Sinestris, where I stream every week.
And Lou?
Hello. I'm Lou.
Hi.
I'm right here, and I'm probably other places, but that's for me to know.
And for you to never find out.
And who do you play, Lou?
Liminal being.
Oh, and I play
Argus.
Yeah, who
do you play? What do you do here?
I play a nice little guy.
Just a little guy?
Just a little
guy.
Who
does nothing wrong ever.
Just a nice little guy who never does anything wrong and has never hurt anyone.
Everyone does such nice things to each other. Well, actually, to each other, yes.
I'm so nice.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so nice. You don't understand, Claire. I'm so nice.
I'm sorry I don't understand. So last time we finished off a mission and we're going back around to downtime. However, first we get to do the fun little thing called Fallout to see what the results of your mission were. So the very first thing we do is... I'm just going to get right into it. Evaluate the adversary track. So if we go over to our playset info, I already predetermined that you are getting two more checks. That is because of one, you just always get one. That's just always true. And two, the protags came closer to their destiny. I feel like this is true. I think this is true. So the storm, the adversary, is not quite at tier two, but it is one away from filling up its tier one track. And what that means is once we get into tier two, you will be rolling tier two fallout. Now, the other thing is, if you have not erased all your stress, all your unspent links and your transcendent tracks and armor, reset all that. You have no stress. You do not have links. Your transcendent tracks are empty. This doesn't apply to you, Tiffany. And your armor use is back available to you for the next mission. So make sure you do all that.
Who gets to transcend? That's true.
To transition what?
I'm transitioning into a magical girl.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, sounds good, honestly.
Yeah, well, we'll see what you do.
What was that about stress? Stress stays around?
No more stress. You clear all of your stress, unless
Thank
you're
you
eclipsed,
so
but I'm pretty confident
nope.
no one stayed
nope.
eclipsed.
Nope.
Yes, you avoided it. Good work. Good work, Argus.
Yeah, you. Thank you, Mother.
With the
Claire.
Power of friendship. Okay. All right. We can't do this.
Sorry. Done. I'm
Staying
done.
Staying in.
Yellow
this is your
card.
Punishment. Yellow card. All right. The next thing we're going to do is roll fallout and play out any immediate consequences of the roll. We do not need to resolve the problems of these consequences just to set up issues because we love issues here. Now, this is just straight up 1d6 and we're going to be rolling.
It says the number of dice equal to the current investigation tier. Oh, yeah, we're only tier one. We're not quite tier two. That's right.
It is 1d6 still.
If we're on tier two, is that
too.
Not? So it's only when
no,
we fill
yeah,
tier two?
No. It has to fill up, yeah.
But wait, then does that
thing.
Mean that we're on tier zero for
of the storm?
Yeah.
Yes, which this is the thing that's a little confusing. Yes, I've checked the rules on this. Is
because there is no tier zero fallout. I'm just going to quickly check investigation rules because that
for sure
seems like maybe it might clarify.
Yes. I mean, for investigation, when you're going out on a mission, basically you get a thing based on investigation tier. When a tier on the investigation track is completely filled, the protagonists are considered to be at that tier in their investigation. So that's investigations.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to keep going. So who wants to roll this problems dice? You get to roll one die. And on a 1-3, an enemy moves against the group. 4 and 5, a friend needs urgent help. And 6, worry grows in the mundane world. Any volunteers?
Hell yeah.
Do it.
All right.
5.
5. Yeah. A friend needs urgent help.
Oh, ooh. No. Wait.
Great job.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
Oh, mm.
Oh no.
I mean, that could be worse, though.
Let me kind of look at... It could be worse. It could be worse. Well, last time we saw y'all were back in Fine Zaun. You got the entire community over to Fine Zaun, and I'm trying to think. I'm not just going to put Yuvie in danger again. Yuvie has plot armor because I already did that once. unless it's just like Yuvie. Unfortunately, I can't put Tiffany in danger. I say unfortunately because then you get an experience. But this is a friend, not a protagonist.
No, you can probably put Mads
I only
in
get the experience
again.
If I run foolishly into danger, actually. If I'm just in danger, there is no benefit. I have to put myself
okay.
There.
You have to put yourself in danger. Well, I'll come back to this in a second just to finish up a little bit of the fallout, which now the investigation track drops to half its current value, rounded up. So if I go back to playset, so half of the investigation track is 11 down to 5.5, which is 6. So you're back to tier, like you're still at tier 1, but you lose 5 of your slots.
No.
Cool.
So
that's rough.
I know. Yeah, but you can get like 3 per move. So theoretically, if you didn't just keep rolling failures on your investigations.
So it's not half the whole value.
It's half the whole thing, yeah. It's half the track.
Okay.
Yeah, I know.
Wait, the whole track?
It's because, like, full investigation, like, if you had all of it, you'd still be, like, halfway through tier 2. And then, like, your downtime, every move can get you up to 3 of them.
Okay, you're right. Okay.
Which is quite a lot.
Yeah, okay.
It's just that y'all have been rolling really badly when you do investigation stuff.
We had bad stats back then.
Yeah, exactly. You can't roll bad anymore.
Well, that's not true at all.
No, you can't roll bad, and if you do, you should feel bad. You should not feel bad.
This is Tiffany. I'm going to roll bad, Claire.
I thought you were going to say, this is Tiffany. Tiffany's going to feel bad even if she rolls good.
Well, also that.
Cam's default is just, you know what? No, wait. I can make things go wrong. It's fine.
Hey, y'all were the ones that ruined my perfect crime.
Yes. It's not my fault. I'm not at fault for doing the crime. It's you who should not have witnessed it. Truly the perfect crime.
I didn't say I should have done the crime. I'm saying I would have gotten away with it, and I would have.
I would have gotten away with it, too. I have the idea, and I think we will honestly get to this idea in play. Do y'all want to know what it is immediately, or do you want to find out during the downtime?
I put it in your hands and trust your storytelling abilities.
Yeah, I'm fine.
I trust your abilities, but I don't trust you.
As long as you indicate when, like if we did put in the story.
Yes, I will point out this is the thing that, this is why this is happening.
Thank
you. This is the thing. I'll be like, this is the thing that is a result of the, and honestly, a lot of the time, these things kind of follow from the fiction. Last time it was Mads not doing so good because, you know, didn't get any help during the mission. This time, I'm just going to fully pass it over to y'all after a little bit of narration. You all got back to the city. Everyone made it safely into the ship. If there was any damages, it was very minor. Maybe people being bruised from rushing off the ship or whatever. But as everyone is coming off the ship, Tiffany, I imagine you and Gish are probably leading people to these underground tunnels. When you get to where the radar of this ship are pointing you, the tunnels that you're finding are paved over, or there are doors in the, like, there aren't, it's not obvious how to get in there. And it's trivial to break the walls open and reveal these secret passages. But the point is that without this, it's kind of like these are unused. It's kind of like these aren't tunnels that people normally know about in this city. So when you end up getting in there, again, like you break a wall in a building of some sort, or you find a spot in the street that is paved over in a way where, you know, maybe it doesn't look conspicuous at first. It's like a nice mural. But when you go through it, as you find your way into these tunnels, the atmosphere of these tunnels is dark, abandoned. You see these walkways down, stone stairways sort of hang in midair down to the very bottom. You have these like platforms, these circular platforms that are connecting these stone staircases together that from one platform see another platform 20 stories down, almost like it's one giant cavern that splits off into smaller ones based on these platforms, almost like homes that people might have abandoned long ago. But this central staircase area is how you would get from one home to the other, or community areas. But this area is weirdly has light. One thing that's strange. It's not electrical light. It is based on, I think it's like a pressure system based on the air. As the air flows in, flame actually turns on. There are these almost pseudo torches of energy. They're not warm, but they are bright. They're like a bright whitish light. They're like a coal. They're like, what if fire was a cold color? You know how like fire, if it's very, very hot, can be white or blue? Maybe it tingles a little bit, but it's not hot. It's not fire. I don't know why you would stick your hand in it if you think it looks like fire. But maybe some child thinks it's funny and that, you know,
it doesn't
you
learn burn their hand way. Off. And it's
it doesn't
a good
burn
thing.
Their hand off. And some mother is like, ah! And they're like, wait, everything is fine. But yeah, you end up getting everybody in here, and the thing is, it's abandoned, which is strange, but honestly, at this point, you're not asking too many questions. It's just extremely convenient somehow.
It sure is.
And it sure is. As people, I imagine you spend the next day, probably days, like making sure everyone at least has a place.
Oh,
you
yeah.
arrived in the evening, so like this is maybe the whole night at least. People are pretty tired at this point, maybe cranky even. But the thing is, as you finally get settled down there, everyone does eventually get down there. We won't skip over everything. I'm just painting a broader picture. We'll go back. You imagine this is going to be like a little temporary space. You know, you'll leave again once the storm is cleared, or at least you'll start making a plan once the storm is cleared. The thing is that a day goes by and the storm is still raging. And then two more days go by and it hasn't cleared up. And after a week, it starts to be really strange that this storm is still going on. It has not let up even slightly. If you were to let it keep going, it continues on for multiple weeks. Of course, we don't have to jump forward multiple weeks if there is things you want to do within that time span. But just so you know, constantly there are these sounds of not quite claws on a chalkboard, but it is just this constant background, high-pitched humming of crashing against this ship's shield, this generated energy shield that is basically a dome of the city. And truly, the sky is gone. The city feels like this strange domed city where the light sources are from this giant tree and other artificial lighting. The tree has, again, as a reminder, the roots are sucking up sort of this light energy that looks very similar to the energy of the quote-unquote torches underneath the city. But what happens is the ship also is bright and sort of as a central point to the city is kind of casting light over the city along with other artificial lights inside of buildings and whatnot. But otherwise, there is no sunlight. There is no starlight. It is otherwise dim. Night looks like day and day looks like night. Time starts to become sort of ambiguous. It's kind of hard to tell when it is. And people are starting to get a little worried. Not only the people who have newly arrived, people start to feel like these people arriving are bad omens. These people of this city at first are quite celebratory of being saved. Eventually, rumors start to sour. Of course, there's also this hunt going on for people associated with the Greys, as the group known as the Fur Elite announced that they would be going after anyone associated with this group. And as Archibald supposedly was killed in this accident, they seem to be taking over in a way where the names of these members of Fur Elite are starting to become more common. You start to, as you're here for more than a few days, start to recognize a bit of the politics. You have a bit of what was the Synergic Defense starts to become folded into the Fur Elite. The Fur Elite being a group of rich, what used to be bureaucrats in the Synergic precincts, who then lost their titles using the old coin, what used to be used in the Synergic precincts, and trying to still use that in terms of trade, pressuring merchants in the town to continue to use it instead of just trade or just helping people. These are the people who are now moving into power. Of course, it's slightly harder because the ship is now where this precinct headquarters building used to be that fell. So in a way, they have not moved into the physical location of the Synergic Defense. However, people of the Synergic Defense also no longer have a place to work, and so have been brought in. Over the course of this time, what is it that the three of you begin to get up to? How long into your stay here do you find yourself doing these things?
I mean, I feel like very early on, there are some conversations that need to happen very quickly, like within a day or two, probably.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so like the first day or so is getting everybody ready. Where along that remnants of chaos is it that you are trying to have these conversations? Where and who are you having them with?
I mean, I'm trying to have a conversation with Ida as soon as everyone's settled enough that Tiffany can take a break. She kind of found herself in a position of leadership, and so as soon as she can let go of that for a few minutes, she's going to try and find Ida. Or possibly sleep and find her first thing after she wakes up. One of the two.
So are you sleeping first, or are you doing this after having helped everyone settle in and still kind of not sleeping?
Depends on how long it takes everyone settled, I think. Like, if it's an overnight thing.
Yes. Minimum. Like, there's a lot of people.
What it comes down to is, if it's an overnight thing, she'll probably push through without sleeping during. If it's going to run well into the next day, she'll probably grab a few hours at some point and, you know, hand it off, because there is only so much time that a person can spend running at 100.
Mm-hmm.
So it depends on whether or not she physically can see the job through without crashing.
I mean, you'll be tired, but I'm not going to like give you a level of harm or anything. I'm just, you know, I just want to know where everyone's mindset is. Have you slept and whatnot? And how many hours after people have settled in, or if it's people still settling in?
Mine will be after people have settled in, because I have found myself in kind of a leadership position. I mean, also, we're going to have a conversation with my friends, because there's some information to be shared, I think.
Who would you be talking to first?
I mean, I would try to find both of them, really. Like, have a little group chat, little debrief after everything. But again, that would be probably after talking to Ida. I would look for people. So unless they came to me first, it would be after.
Do Argus or Anya look for Tiffany?
No. Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, so Anya, you are looking for Tiffany. So it sounds like you are either there before Ida, or it is the three of you. I'll leave this to you, Cam. What do you think the timing works out to be?
To Anya for when they come to find me. Like, is it while I'm still working, or is it as soon as I'm finished?
I think I would check on you as soon as possible, just to make sure everything's okay. And then everything went smoothly getting you onto the onto the ship because it did just step through your chest. So there was that.
That did happen, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you'll probably come upon Tiffany if she's in the middle of directing people, sorting out, you know, logistics and resources and finding mm-hmm. people places to settle in and finding people space to you know, set down their what belongings they could bring with them, directing 30-odd thousand people into caves.
Hey,
Oh! Hey.
Yeah, hey. It looks like you got everyone. So good job on that.
Yeah, I don't think we left anyone behind. Try down that tunnel there. I believe there was a small cave that some people could set up in. Yes, Anya. Huh.
It looks like you're busy. I just wanted to make sure you're doing all right. Thank you for taking point on getting back to folks and making sure that our people are all okay. Jeez, I'm stumbling over my words.
It's been something. Everyone keeps asking me what to do. So that's new.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like, you know, you got mostly handled and you're doing a great job. And proud of you.
Thank you. You walked through my chest?
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that, I guess.
It's fine.
You're okay, right? You don't feel any sort of like residual, like.
No, it was just a bit of a surprise.
Yeah. I mean, you know, surprising for me as well.
Okay. You'll forgive me if I insist it was a little more surprising on my end.
Well, yeah, fair. We had to make it here, and we needed to make sure that everything was okay with you. So, I apologize for the method, but I definitely.
I mean, now that I know you can do it, I guess that's always a possibility.
I'll try not to do it surprisingly without announcing it. So I apologize again, but I guess now we know it's a thing. So there's that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Finger guns.
I think once things settle down, we should all find some time and go over everything that happened. Because a lot happened.
You've got no idea, but yeah. Yeah, I think we should probably catch up with Argy as well.
Mm-hmm. 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 Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna leave you to it, Tiff. I'll if you need anything, you know, just let me know, all right?
Yeah, if you can also help settle people in. I think they're a little freaked, understandably.
Yeah,
they could use you're very good at people.
Thank you. I'll see what I can do. I'm not gonna step through anyone else's chest, so they shouldn't be too freaked, right? But
probably for the best.
Okay. I'll see you.
Yeah.
And just awkwardly, sort of like. Walks off into someone and then turns around and heads the opposite way. Just kind of like, hey.
Yeah, Tiffany will stare after Anya for about 3 seconds, then turn to someone who's walked up. Sorry, yes. Okay, what do you need?
I would really love Tiffany, could you give me a obligation roll? I feel like this is an accurate depiction of what your obligation is giving you as stress.
Yes, which is either sun or stars, because it's always the lowest, right?
It's the lowest, yes. So as a reminder, sun involves scary people or circumstances or is physically taxing. Moon, it breaks your heart, drives you to despair, and stars puts you under social pressure or sets off your anxiety.
I mean, this really feels like stars.
Okay, all right.
But also, due to connected hearts, we gain a plus 1D when I roll stars. Is that only when doing resistance?
That is what I meant it to be.
Gotcha.
So, yes.
So, no bonus dice. That's fine. Yo! 6.
Damn. All right. So, no stress. You
no stress.
Got this.
Arnor.
I'm killing it.
Arnor. I love when the roles tell the story. It's almost like tabletop games.
Hey, Argus, I bet you're feeling great about what's going on right now.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, Lou.
You're so
great.
Glad to see Argus, your friend Tiffany just thriving.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, my God. You've never looked better.
Can you read your obligations quickly? I guess at least Tiffany in this moment.
Obligation. Resource gathering, resource management is what I just have put down for obligation on my character.
So you have it. You've got this. You are so organized. Like, this is maybe the most stress you've been under. And you're like, actually, you know, when people have to rely on me, that like kicks you into overdrive or something.
Yeah. Somehow I am guiding 33 odd thousand new people into caves and actually fine. Like it's okay.
Yeah. You're just like in a flow state. You're just going.
If I had known, I would have roleplayed that interaction with Anya a little differently, but that's fine. That's fine. It's all good.
I mean, you need a little bit of time to get into it, right?
Yeah, if it was
stressful
early
at the beginning, but then you're good. Anyone else, Argus or Anya, want to go for your obligation role and like play it out as a scene? Or do the role first? Maybe that makes sense.
I'll do a role first.
Sorry, I didn't get
me.
You to do the role first, Tiffany.
Okay, so I'm imagining my obligation would be some kind of physical labor, either moving things around or, well, okay, so my obligation as written is resource gathering or protection. Now, unless you think there's some baddies in the tunnel system, I'm imagining he's just helping clear more tunnels and space for people. Moving boulders, knocking down walls.
I imagine you are maybe looking for some people down here to defend against, but all you're finding is animals. In fact, I think this is a thing that you're starting to see birds of some sort, which is strange, it's the cave system, but you're seeing these birds that are sitting near these light torches, roosting near them, and as you're like clearing it out, maybe they fly away and they go somewhere down the tunnel, like deep underground. I'll say this now, just in case it doesn't come up later, you're starting to see these same animals, these birds, come into the city above ground, but the thing is they're coming in through the storm. You get the sense that this
the
energy
birds?
You could the birds you could the birds you could think of this energy thing as you could theoretically step through it. You probably wouldn't want to, but the storm can't get through it. So these organic life forms are entering this city. They're almost like thriving in the storm with the city being enveloped. You're starting to see these birds around over the course of the next days, weeks. And I think, Tiffany, you're someone who studied the storm. You know that these birds actually show up around where there are storms. So you would be familiar with this phenomenon. But this is all you find as you're trying to protect people down there, Argus.
Then mostly doing physical labor, moving stuff around.
Yeah.
I'm covered in rock dust. Probably have a lot of calluses
sweating.
From using a pickaxe or a hammer to clear space.
Yeah, it looks abandoned. Like, it's been abandoned for a while, is the thing. Definitely more than 5 years.
So would I roll moon because that's my lowest?
Yes. So it breaks your heart or drives you to despair. Something about that.
I have a feeling Argus does not like the tunnels. Okay, bonus dice.
Oh, no. Okay. Four? Two stress.
Did I do that right? Yeah, okay. Two stress.
You did, yeah. Yeah. So you rolled a four, so you're going to take two stress. What is it about these tunnels that Argus is not a huge fan of?
I think he really doesn't like the sound that keeps coming through. It's like that kind of humming sound, like a what you would think of as like an aircon system, or like just this humming that he hears, like mm-hmm. kind of rolling down the tunnels, and like it's he finds that really annoying, and it's like giving him this kind of like auditory claustrophobia in addition to like the visual claustrophobia of not being able to see the sky. Like, as he's clearing more and more tunnel and feels himself, like, sinking deeper into the earth, it's, like, just deeply disconcerting to him, yeah. And the air probably is, like, just stale, or there's just not a breeze. Or maybe there is, but it just comes and gusts through, and then that's it.
Oof. Stagnant. It is this feeling of stagnation in a community that, if you're not moving, you are creating in the space you are inhabiting.
Mm-hmm. I do not yearn for the mines.
You do not yearn for the mines. Let's do Anya's obligation roll. So can you read your obligation quickly?
My obligation is scouting. And I believe because I'm rolling stars, if stars is rolled, your obligation puts you under social pressure or sets off your anxiety. Knowing that we are in a closed system is causing awareness of, oh, fuck, if this goes on for too long, the situation is not going to be any better than if we were outside. So Anya is looking for anything that is edible in the cave system and approaching the problem from that perspective. Also trying to engage people with our new friends because, yeah, it's weird that there's these outer space dudes, but they're chill. Don't worry about it.
So you mean the Ophonians and not the Finzon citizens?
Both. Okay. Trying to get everyone together. So our people, the Finzon citizens, and the Ophonians.
You're trying to play relations, basically.
Yes, by having us focus on resource gathering as mutual benefit.
You're finding a way forward socially, not just physically.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I think that plays into like the social pressure as well of like trying to get the job done, but also trying to like build those connections. Let's go deep into the darkness and let's look for, I don't know, mushrooms? Lizard? That lizard looks like it might be edible. I don't want to eat a lizard, but you know what? Maybe if it's grilled, that might be good. Who knows? That's a rock. Do not eat that rock. That's just a rock. No, it's not. It's, yep, you hurt your teeth because you didn't listen to me. Okay.
Anya talking to Yuvie.
Yeah. Just trying to make sure people don't poison themselves. You know, just the standard stuff.
That mushroom is safe. That mushroom will kill you dead in 24 hours.
Yeah, here, let's test this water before we drink it, huh? I'm glad there's some reservoirs underwater.
Oh, that's a good point. There's definitely like a lot of water running down here in ways that looks intentional. Because as a reminder, this city has a river basically cutting through it. And on the other side, there's a waterfall, which is, of course, this tunnel system goes down to the base of this cliff. There are also paths that water is running almost alongside these staircases down, sometimes collected in almost aqueducts.
I'm more of an Aqua Geese fan myself.
Boo. So these aqueducts run run parallel, sometimes forming like little waterfalls that fall into other aqueducts that then go into other homes that fall down into things that look like pseudo sinks, almost like there's a constant running of water, but water then goes down elsewhere and collects, and you don't know where it goes at that point. So there is water, and you know, it looks muddy. Maybe there's something that can be done about that, but yeah.
I think that's probably where the scene is trying to find the source of it to see if there's like how viable drinking it is.
Mm-hmm.
For folks. So I should roll stars, yeah?
Yep. All right.
That's not bad.
That's a five. Everyone's rolling really good. All right. So that's one stress, you know, slightly stressed. So Tiffany should be at zero. Argus should be at two and Anya should be at one. So that's obligation. Here's the thing. So when you're looking for a way, how viable is this drinking water? I think what you find is you trace this aqueduct back to a certain point and you find this hidden compartment, this hidden room that the stairs go around and then go back up, not quite into the city, but past where some of these entrances are. There's this like weird enclosed room that almost hangs from the ceiling that a lot of water is coming into. And you see that there's something that looks like it was doing something to the water that you assume might have been a filtration system. It's not like a technological one. It's like using carbon to filter out particles and whatnot. It's like a quote unquote natural filtration system. Thing is, it's so old at this point that it's not working anymore. You know, things are used up. So theoretically, if you were able to study this and fix it up, you could get drinking water for this whole place.
Hell yeah. I think that's what we're focusing on. And it's one of those things where Anya's whole shtick is, hey, if I don't know how to do it myself, I now know it's possible. So let's find someone who does know. There's got to be someone in the camp who can help us with the material science side of things to get the filter working.
Mm-hmm.
I am hunting for our saviors, our team of people that can help give us sustainable water.
Cool. That might be a long-term project to work on as a downtime thing. Do you want to start that? Do you want that to be the first thing you're doing?
I think so, because okay. I think that's the most immediate, right?
All right, then I'm going to say this is a four-step clock, I think.
Okay. Add a clock. Water slide. clock size four.
How are you doing this? It sounds like what you were doing was socializing and whatnot. It sounds like you're
project managing. I am finding people that can help identify what the filter is made out of. I am finding people that can help to manufacture fresh filters. And I am helping guide people to the filtration room so that we can get things going. And helping with the physical side of things, because that is what Anya is good at. She is good at people, and she is good at navigation and wayfinding.
So what do you think it is that you're using for this role?
There's the potential for flow in terms of, because it's water.
Nope, not quite. this is when you move with grace or adapt to your circumstances. I could maybe see, it feels like if what you're doing is you're trying to find people, this is either like perceive or analyze, but also you don't have points in those. So It depends on like how you want to portray this. Maybe there's a way to argue empathize. You understand a person intuitively, feel their emotions as if they're your own. You might listen to people's stories, understand their perspective. So this might be you going around and like listening to people and then trying to like put together like, oh, maybe you don't have these exact skill sets, but like that almost aligns with this other idea that I had.
I think that's the smart choice, but I don't think it's would be the honest choice. So I do think perceive or analyze are probably the most accurate.
Okay, then I'll leave it to you.
So I think analyze, because I think it's looking at people and judging skill sets and trying to assemble a team of people. So looking at everyone that's together and picking and choosing from both our people and the Fine Zalan folks and trying to build a mixed team so that we build trust by working together to solve the problem.
I actually almost think the way that you framed it is more of an empathize. If what you're doing is you're trying to get people who aren't used to working together to work together, you're understanding, you're seeing where tension is, and you're intervening when there is tension almost.
Yeah. Well, hey, listen, I'm not going to lick a horse gift in the mouth. So,
yeah, I think that new framing then is definitely more empathized, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so position?
Fortune roll, kind of. All right.
Yeah, four.
So that is three segments. So you can go ahead and fill three segments on that four-segment clock. So, you know, you basically have a plan. You've laid it out. You know how to do it. All that's left is to do it. You need a little bit more time to do that, though. I imagine other things drag you away for in the meantime.
I get distracted super easily. Which is not at all like me. You know me. I've never been distracted, certainly not at the start of this recording or anything like that.
You're welcome to do another action to fill that. You do only get two downtime actions.
Mm-hmm.
And you do also have harm, is what I will note.
Yeah, but who cares about harm? I'm right. Just disoriented.
Who cares about harm?
Also, isn't it you help another friend recover, right? Like, it's not...
Oh, yeah, it is help a friend recover.
No, that's okay.
How long is the recovery clock?
Five segments. Oh, sorry, I'm four. Reading the wrong thing. But yes.
But as a downtime action, I would probably check on our Iphonian friends if they have harm, reduce their harm. But I don't think that's one of the things that we have, so that's all right.
They do have harm, but that's not... I mean, that's not, like, a move. We can just say that you're, like... Yeah. You're distracted by, like, trying to help them recover and whatnot. I think that is what is distracting you. And, yeah, eventually, Frin does come to. Frin, very groggy and very quiet, you know, hides under their big hat. They sort of pull it down over their face in, like, embarrassment. I guess that's who you spend time with for now. I would
and
like...
And Lloyd. I want to make sure Lloyd's not dead.
Of course. No, I mean, and Gish came out unscathed, but Lloyd is not dead. None of them are dead. They're a little banged up, but otherwise they're good. Argus, you are going to get a visit from Reinhold.
Oh, read my mind. Let's do it.
Where is it that Reinhold finds you? This is probably like after people are settled in, but pretty soon afterwards.
Yeah. I think Argus is going to... It's pretty early on, so people are probably still relatively okay, I'm imagining. Like, when you said things are going on for months, like, I'm imagining people will start getting a little agitated and potentially combative, but I think for now, like, Argus is feeling okay. He's not sticking too close to his family. After he's done working, he's exhausted. He's sitting at a table or something. You know, when you're, like, so tired you can't really move or anything. So he's, like, he's done eating, but he's just still sitting there, kind of just, like, with his empty bowl.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's pulled out the coin, and I don't want Reinhold to see this part, but just to give a little color to just him sitting, he's pulled out the coin and he's trying to do that thing where you can make a coin dance on your knuckles. You know, he's trying to practice that. He's trying to practice like little tricks.
There's an interesting thing with this coin. Mm-hmm. The thing with this coin, and I think this is the first time you notice this, is as you're flipping it through your knuckles, it's almost like leaving a trail behind this, like, translucent blue trail that looks like a coin, but like
got a vapor trail.
It's got a vapor trail. The thing is, the trail starts to almost advance where the coin is going to be, which almost, like, I think in a way starts to help you flip it better. Where it's like, oh, this is where it needs to go. This is where I need to put it. And there's this weird something happening to it. Sometimes it's both multiple of these coins in your hand. Sometimes the coin itself becomes translucent blue, and it's the one where it will be or the one where it was that looks more like a real coin. Just these strange things that are happening with this coin while you're down here. But yeah, so this is just happening while you're there.
It's mesmerizing. At some point, I'm sure he hears other people greeting Reinhold or...
Yes.
Or just, you know... He kind of has a sixth sense. He knows when he's around, so he puts it away and greets him as he comes towards him. I'm assuming Reinhold is approaching him, or?
Yeah, yeah. Reinhold's coming up to you. You're just in a food area, one of these food areas. So there are other people around, or?
Yes, but I'd say it's not very busy. Maybe it's the end of the day, okay, or so it's really late. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, Reinhold comes and sits near you, but there's definitely like a communal dining area. And so sits in a way where you can look at each other. You're not just side by side. And I think a little awkwardly, I don't know how often Reinhold comes up to you to just have a conversation. It's usually like training in 15 minutes or I have a task for you to do. But I think Reinhold is a little quiet at first, uncharacteristically, and says, mm-hmm. How have you been, Argus?
Reinhold, I'm tired, but the work has been good.
You're keeping up. That's good.
Yes. How? I think he feels awkward asking how he is, but he does he just says how, and then he just trails off. He doesn't finish his sentence. Goes back to staring at his empty bowl as if he could pretend to eat it or something, but he really has no nothing to do to make it seem less awkward.
Oh no. Uh-huh. Reinhold lets you trail off for a little bit and is waiting for you to finish that sentence. And then I think says, it is always wise to finish your complete thoughts before you share them.
Thing is, Reinhold, when I think about these things, I can't come to a conclusion. There's so many things I don't know.
What is it that's troubling you?
I think he's silent for a little longer, and instead of answering his question, he asked him another one. Yeah. What point in your friendship with Archibald did you know he was beyond redemption?
I don't know if that point ever came. What I did know was there came a point where I no longer felt like I could participate in what was happening. Whether he could have been redeemed, that might have been for someone else to give him. But he has caused too much damage. I could not let him cause more.
This we'll never know now.
No. And we'll never have to know.
What do you need, Reinhold?
Argus, before you said to me, you trust your friends, the Tiffany and that Anya person, correct?
Yes.
How well do you know Ida?
Ida, not very well.
Do you trust her?
Tiffany keeps good company. As an extension of Tiffany's trust, I also have that for Ida.
Okay.
I've been thinking about the task you assigned me. Have you considered that it was Archibald? Did he know you were outside the city? It seems like he knew a great many things.
Is that so?
He knew where you were.
No, I had not considered that. Entered the city. He knew where I was.
Yes.
I didn't see him.
The thing is, he can do things without being seen. You know the device that he had, didn't you?
What device did he have?
It was a watch. It allowed him to go to a great many places in the blink of an eye.
He pales. Uh-huh. He looks scared.
Yeah.
You don't see him look like this very often. Maybe ever. I think you've maybe seen him look scared once, and that was when he was on his knees looking at the emptied cabinet, the secret compartment.
Ugh.
He composes himself and says, no, I did not know he had that. I did not find anything like that on his person.
Interesting. Maybe he knew he wasn't long for this world.
You are suggesting that he removed it. Hold on. Didn't he ask you where his watch was?
um... He did.
Do you know?
No, I don't. I would like to lie, please.
I'm
going to
make you roll for this. Yeah, I'm sorry. That,
I would like to make a lie.
I'm going
to
make you roll for this one. I was considering, like, we're in downtime.
But this is not a downtime action, right? Like, this is, in a way, this is like...
No, this is not a downtime action.
This is stuff from the last mission lingering.
Yeah.
Yeah. Normally, I would not make you do this, but this... I'm going to make you roll a... I mean, it's, I do still think... I think it's a controlled standard.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm making you do an action roll during downtime.
That's fine.
This is...
What is time, anyways? What's a phase of play? Standard, not transcendent.
Controlled standard, yeah.
No bonus. I'm not going to spend stress on downtime. Let's just see what happens, you know?
Oh, that's...
What's your roll?
I got snake eyes, baby.
You had two. You had in conceal and you got two ones. Holy fuck.
Oh my goodness.
That is tragic.
I need a minute.
The
I need
dice
like 2
write
seconds.
The story.
Man, okay.
Oh.
Okay, I'm ready.
The watch falls
the
out of your hand.
The consequences of my actions.
No,
yeah, I know. It's just like fucking falls out of my pocket.
Do you want to tell me what gives it away, or do you want me to? How
I don't
is
know,
it that
I
Reinhold
imagine,
knows you're
like,
lying to him?
Yeah, how would he know? I mean, I don't want to say he always like, knows when I'm lying because I have lied to him before.
I could like my suggestion. What I was going to say is maybe you're unconsciously reaching for the little totem that you had, that you lost long ago.
Oh, yes, yeah.
And maybe you don't pull it out, but maybe your eyes move in a way, or your hand twitches in a way.
Yeah, I think my hand, Reinhold, I think that's right. Yeah, I reach for something.
Yeah. you say, God. No, you don't know. And Reinhold looks at you, gets steely, and says, "August, this isn't a game. This is very dangerous technology."
It is, and you're
Do you
a
have
dangerous...
the watch?
It's not a watch. It's not a watch. And he pulls it out. He'll pull it out.
Okay.
I can't remember what animal I said it was last time, but for a little color, I'd like to say it's a different animal now. Like, every time it's out of sight, it kind of becomes another little thing.
Interesting. What is... Do you have an animal in mind?
Oh,
or?
Do I have an animal? Oh, it could either be, like, a little horse, or it could be one of the birds we've been seeing. Like, if you wanted to be thematic, it could be a little bird.
You've been seeing these birds around, and now it's almost taken on the shape of these birds. Do you let him hold it? He has his hand out as if requesting to hold it.
Ooh, I really don't want... He doesn't want to do that. He'll keep it close to himself, and if Reinhold reaches forward, he'd probably ask, like, what do you want with it? What are you going to do?
I... want to see if it is what I think it is. And if it is, Argus, it needs to be destroyed.
Must it? It must... It's the only path for you, destruction?
Ryan, there's a scary look that crosses Reinhold's face. This is not a game, Argus. This is not about destruction. This is about protecting people. He raises his voice, and some people are starting to look at you.
Uh-huh.
And he notices as well, and he lowers his voice, and he says, "This is something that I am familiar with. This was part of my research."
And what did your research tell you? That this is beyond the ability to help people?
That the ability to change and control time only has damaging consequences in the long run.
Oh, Argus is crushed by that. Gosh, what would he do if he was told that?
Yeah, the time traveler.
Yeah, he'd probably say, I can't believe that, Reinhold. I just can't. He moves to put it back into his pocket, but he stays where he is to continue the conversation if Reinhold will continue to talk to him.
He doesn't pull his hand back, but he looks at you waiting.
I need to keep this. I know I need to earn your trust again, but I really think that this is in my hands for a reason.
Do you understand what it is?
Yes.
Do you understand what it uses?
Ooh, what it uses. Did I sense anything from it when it was used? Like it felt kind of like my abilities. Is that correct?
Kind of. It felt like for your abilities. I mean, I'm not going to tell you what your abilities feel like, but in contrast, I would say that this felt like if your ability was, say, opening a door, this thing feels like cutting a door open.
Huh. So it feels, it's much stronger and it doesn't, yeah, okay. It just feels, all right.
I mean, you could try it out. You haven't used it.
Yeah, I know. I think he'll say to Reinhold, and I hope he will feel the truth of this. He says, I haven't used it, Reinhold, and I don't intend to. But for now, I am its custodian, and I'm not going to destroy it.
His fingers curl back, and he withdraws his hand and puts it in his lap. His lips are pursed, and he goes to stand up. This conversation is not over, but
the device you hold. Finish your thoughts before you say them.
You are a good student, Argus. I have lost family because of this. I hope I do not lose more.
We'll talk
and
again.
And he turns to go. Yeah. And he leaves you there.
Ugh. Argus is even more exhausted than he felt at the start of this conversation.
Like, I guess you could have resisted those consequences. I didn't remind you of that, but I felt thematically correct.
No. Yeah. Just puts his head down on the bench. Probably just falls asleep right there.
Oh, no. Oh.